Hello and welcome to another GetGreatEnglish.com podcast. Today I'd like to talk about distractions. Distractions often happen when you're studying a language. You know, you study really hard quite a lot of the time, and then suddenly you find that all you want to do is just watch some TV or read a book in your native language. I understand it completely. But once you get into the habit of just relaxing, using your first language, it can be really tough to get the motivation back to study English again using native materials, as I always recommend. So one way to cut this out is maybe to set yourself a ration, that is a small amount of language one material. So, for example, maybe if you do 4 days of study of English, then maybe you can give yourself the chance to watch a movie in your own language. It's up to you how much reward yourself with for however much English you study. But you don't want to have it 50-50. Try and get your English up a little bit more before you give yourself a lot of time to spend maybe reading books in your home language. Keep it interesting as well. If you're not having fun, you won't want to study. So try to study only using things that you think are fun. If you like listening to music, maybe fill your iPod or your MP3 player with whatever kind of music you like, as long as it's English. Then maybe for a couple of days you can put some of your favourite music in your own language on your iPod. No, same with books. Don't read books because you think you should read it. Okay, that's just going to be really frustrating. So try instead to find something really fun in English. You know, there are a lot of novels translated into English. Don't be afraid of reading an author that you like in your home language in English. I hope this has given you some good ideas. If you enjoyed this podcast, why not review the podcast on iTunes or on Stitcher Radio? Or even just leave a comment on the blog. I would love to hear some of your views. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Goodbye.